Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone is having an awesome day. Now, I got to thank you, my supporters, as my platform continues to build. And, you know, here on the show, I like to just have my independent artists show their craft on the show, my reality stars give out their ideas and just words of wisdom and everything. Last week on the show, well, we didn't have a show, but the week before last, we had an artist on the show, and I played his upcoming music. His name is Shelvin B. He's going to be dropping that soon. Next week on the show, y'all got some shows lined up for y'all. I got some girls out of New York. I got Portia and Mercedes. I got DJ K straight up out of Dallas. Yeah, I got a lot of infallible individuals that's going to be coming up on the show. But today on this show, y'all, I got legendary Robin S. She just dropped a new jam. It's called Love Thang. Now, if y'all don't kind of remember who she is, she sings Show Me. That was one of her jams back in the 90s. And she's back, and she's better than ever. So y'all definitely got to check her out. And again, I'm looking for my independent artist to submit your MP3 submissions to opentalk2yahoo.com. Make sure you give me your radio version, because your girl Cindy has a new home. She's still with NowHipHop.com, but she have her own 105.1 The Blast. Got that going, and got my technicians right now working on it. So going to be playing your jams, and you can check me out on TuneIn Radio. And also got some more outlets for you, Airtime America, Spreaker. But again, if you want to be a part of the show, you got any ideas you want to share, hit me up at OpenTalk2Yahoo.com so I can get your content on the rotation. Y'all, last Saturday, my girl had open tryouts for the Houston Power. So if y'all think you got what it takes to play with the big girls, you want to play some football, y'all hit her up at www.HoustonPowerFootball.com. They are still looking for women that can hang, that can take a hit, you know, down with the swivel that you can, you know, maneuver on the field. So if you don't want to get hit now, you know, don't go out there. But all right, moving on to that, going to give you a little dirt, a little gossip, a little reality. Got my girl MJ rolling with me. What's up, MJ?
What's going on?
Good, nothing, girl. Did you see, I don't watch Basketball Wives too much, but.
Oh, girl.
I think she fired somebody on the show.
Yes, girl. But,
girl.
I mean, yeah, it's a certain way you're supposed to address your boss. But to me,
girl,
and Shawnee went on that trip, she was no longer the boss. I'm sorry. She became a housewife only. So she wanted the truth. She got the truth. So, hey, it is what it is.
Girl, yeah. So. And did you hear that girl told her? That girl told her, what did she say? The thirst is real. Tammy been on everybody's show. That you ain't got that show. You on everybody's show.
And this is true.
I say.
By the way, Tammy, where the check is, that's where the check is. You know what I'm saying?
Go
for that money.
Girl,
they inviting you, so what?
I don't know. Maybe the thirst is real. You know, I don't know.
Yeah.
But what else? What's going on? Okay,
Love,
I know you ain't been watching my Black Ink Crew. You been watching my Black Ink?
I watched it. Yep, I watched it.
Oh, girl.
Judging back
so
in
who's
going to
open up another shop? What is this? He's going to open up another shop.
Who need to let it go?
Girl.
Just be a death to us or something.
Look, and you let your wife move to Atlanta. I mean, yeah, all the way to Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, Puma, I'm disappointed in you. So, I don't know.
That's crazy.
Then you got, now you know what I don't understand, honestly? Why don't Duchess understand that boy do not want to move and go to South Carolina?
North Carolina.
Well, North Carolina. Why don't
you evidently, he must have said it before that he was going to move down there. They must have had some kind of agreement previously,
but,
and now
I mean,
he want to renew.
That's what I'm saying. I guess what I'm saying is, if you just got on the show, you know this boy was born and raised here. His shop is here. His, you know, things are going on here. He just going to uproot his stuff and just move with you.
Well, I guess
she
was saying she was going to open one there in North Carolina.
Well, that's fine. You let your parents run it.
Or maybe they do 6 months in New York and 6 months in North Carolina.
No.
What?
I don't blame you, Caesar. Stay there. Stay in New
York.
That's for you.
People who like to stay at home. Now, you got to know how to expand your horizons.
If I moved to New York and met somebody.
Well.
Look, if I went to New York and met somebody. Or you know what? I hear a better example. If I went to New York and my baby daddy, Peter told me, baby, you need to move here so we can make music. And have
you wouldn't move.
I ain't going nowhere.
You wouldn't move. Exactly.
Girl, you know what? I'm lying. If he say, jump, I'm going to say, hi, baby, hi.
Oh, whatever.
That's my boo, y'all. That's my boo.
Nah, you'll be right in Houston, Texas.
I'm his stalker. He know I'm his stalker, though. But what else was on? Did you watch Love and Hip Hop in Hollywood?
That it's like a train wreck that just continuously happens.
I love it.
It's getting worse by the
No,
by the
it's getting good.
Yes, it is. It's not good. It's like, it's so sad. I can't stomach it anymore, I don't think. It's
I know.
Like,
I hate
bad.
That Rich Dollars moved down there, so I guess he's going to be gone from New York.
Yeah. Well, we'll probably go back. I don't know, because that mama going to drive him crazy.
Girl.
That mama was on it. You hear me?
That mama, we need to recruit that mama to the team with the way she was.
What?
She was manhandling him. I was like, oh,
mama
sister.
Ain't no joke. I love
mama
her.
Mama wasn't playing, baby. She wasn't playing about
like
your dad. Girl,
don't
that's
care how old
is,
you are,
girl.
You still my baby.
Yeah, I don't blame her. You know how we are. We know, we could, we mama bears when it comes to our little kids, our babies. So
that's,
we know how it is.
All right. Hello.
Girl, yes, but I'm definitely got to watch My Loving You Is Wrong tonight with Tyler Perry. Thank you, Tyler Perry, for creating these magnificent shows for me to love.
Oh, Jesus.
I cannot wait for the Have It Have Nots come back on. Now, that's my show.
I'm going to have to start from day one and try to keep up, because I'm just trying to see what the fascination is.
Oh, girl, that's my show now. Well, thank you, MJ, for rolling with me today.
Well, thank you for having me.
All righty. That was my girl, MJ. You know we got to give y'all just a little something to listen to. You know how we do it. We missing. But, again, I'm looking for my independent artists. Y'all submit y'all MP3 submissions to Open Talk 2. Looking for my female artists to be ready to do some, some little rapping, some little old school jams on me on my show. We're going to set that up for you. But I'm going to play an old school jam really, really quickly. And when I come back, I'm going to have the lovely Miss Robin S. talking about her new jam, Love Thang, and how was the industry back then and what's going on now. So y'all don't move. You hang with your girl Cindy right here at Open Talk 2. Don't go nowhere.
All right, we got a blast from the past.
Well,
Today on the show, I'm rolling with a performer that has performed at American Music Awards. She has hits like Love, Love, Show Me Love. Hey, I got the new Robin rolling with me today with her new single, Love Thing. Hey, Robin.
Hey,
yeah,
how are you?
I'm doing good, girl. I'm loving this jam, baby. I love it. Yes, so girl, tell everybody, what have you been doing?
Wow, I have been doing, you know the slogan, doing me?
Mm-hmm.
Literally been doing me.
That's right.
I have set everything aside and decided that the things that I've been holding in my heart and in my soul for years, at this stage in the game of my life,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to get it out and I'm going to do me. I've been writing a lot of R&B songs, along with dance songs, but I've been writing. I've been, you know, tasking and testing myself
okay.
as far as my writing ability for R&B songs and singing R&B and just getting it all out. Just, you know, everybody has a bucket list.
That's right.
Bucket list. That's on my bucket list.
That's what I'm talking
about. And I've just
about.
Been, you know, doing me and you know, even putting my own songs out. You know,
okay.
I'm self-published. I put it out myself. I'm doing my own video. I wrote my own treatment. The video's gonna be done on next Sunday, and you know, I'm just taking everything by what I need to take it by, and just going with it.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm loving the new Robin. That's what I'm talking about.
Well,
let's go back to the first single, Love for Love. Let's talk about, I guess, what inspired you, I guess, to sing the song. How did you come about singing that? And of course, Show Me Love.
The first song was Show Me Love.
Okay, Show Me Love. Okay, I thought it was.
Yeah, it was Love for Love, but Show Me Love.
Okay.
Honestly, okay, let me give you a brief synopsis.
Yes, ma'am.
In a band. I was in an R&B band,
mm-hmm.
and a lady by the name of Shirley Govan came down and she says, you know, I love your voice. You know, I think you would be perfect. I need you to meet these two guys. So I went and I met them, and they said, well, you know, we have a song that we want you to sing.
Okay.
I said, okay. I heard it. I was like, oh, I can't do this. They're like, what? I said, this is dance music. I don't know how to. The closest that I sing to dance music is Michael Jackson, Don't Stop Till You Get Enough, or Donna Summer's Last Dance. That's it. But, you know, picturing me as a dance artist coming from a merengue
mm-hmm.
setting or a jazz or R&B band, I was like, I don't know if I can handle this. It's too fast for me, you know?
Okay, okay.
So I tried it, and, of course, I cannot stand myself on a playback. And I was, no, can't do it. They said, okay, listen, take it home, live with it. Come back, we'll set up a recording date. So the date that they set up the recording date, I had the flu.
Oh.
Literally.
Oh.
I was so sick. And we recorded the song. And when people said, oh, that song, just sing, you sing it with so much gut and so much feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Baby, I had to sing that song with gut because I was so sick that I had to push out every note as hard as I could.
Oh.
Not that I wasn't feeling the song.
Right, you were just sick.
So it just took a lot for me to get those notes out, that sound out. But, you know, I mean, once you do things and you hear it several times, you're like, okay, it's really not that bad. Not that bad. It really isn't that bad. And then when people would come to me and say, you know, you saved my life, you know, I was not, and nor have I ever really been a really skinny girl.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm always been a full-figured woman. And you know, women of that nature were coming to me saying, you know, I started giving up hope on my life. I didn't think that there was anything for me, but you gave me hope. Girl, I started to love that song because it made people, you know, feel good about themselves.
Right,
and
right.
Anything that helps someone makes me feel good.
And, you know, and then your voice, I mean, the way you sung it, you had a powerhouse voice. Oh, if I tell you, I could... That, every time I used to hear that, oh, that little, then you hit that note, oh, I just used to get chills.
Yeah,
yes.
That first note that gives me agita. Every time
yes.
I hear that note, I have to think about that note and go, okay.
Yes,
from
baby.
From the gut.
You got it, baby.
So,
you had that.
It's that note.
Yes. Well, let me ask you, how has the industry changed from back then to now? You know, I'm sure it changed tremendously.
Yeah, it's changed a lot. It was hard back then, you know, because it was so competitive and people wanted you to be like, you know, and if you weren't like a certain person, then they would shelf you. And, you know, if you didn't produce what they wanted you to produce, they would shelf you. And they had so much control over you. And I just didn't think it was fair. You know, I'm thankful, so don't think that I'm not thankful for being put out there in the venue and the box that they put me out in, because, you know, it helped me. It helped other people. But now it's a little bit more freedom, you know, because we as artists now know the industry and how it works and how it operates. And we have a good grasp on how we need to do things and how we need, it's a how we need to, not a them. You know, and right now, I mean, honestly speaking, you really don't need a major label unless you need distribution.
Okay.
You know, because we have the know-how to put things out on our own now.
Right.
I know a couple of years ago that it was not that difficult to do it on my own. Maybe I would have tried, but I don't think I would have succeeded. I think my season and my time is now. You know, we talked about that. Things being in your season and being in your now time and your harvest time.
Mm-hmm.
Just think that, you know, I thank God all the way around that, you know, whatever it is that I went through, how I went through it, and the way I went through it, it was a learning process for me.
Okay.
And I learned. I learned. I took a lot of notes. I learned.
Okay. Well, I know I'm loving this new single. Tell us a little bit about it and, I guess, what other current projects you're working on.
Well, you know, God sent me an angel. And, you know, I always tell people that God only sends me the best of everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and working with James has been such a very natural and organic experience. And people would think that we have been working with each other for years, but we only met maybe about three, four months ago.
Okay.
It's that long. And the bond that we have and the working relationship that we have is phenomenal. Love Thing came about. James said I had come to his studio and he had already written a song and I recorded that and we were like, okay, that's good. And I said, well, what else do you have? I'm going to work on the song. What else do you have? And he played the track that you're listening to.
Okay.
And I just started writing. It just came out so easy. You know, because those are the things that I have been holding in, you know, my feelings, my energy. When you write poetry, you hold in a lot of things. You observe, you're an observer, and then you put it into a poetic form, you know, and that's what I am. I observe a lot of things, and I write poetry. So when he played this track, all I heard was, you know, it's about a love thing. You know, it's about a love thing, you know, and then I had to go into what makes me feel like it's about a love thing, you know,
yeah.
And it's true feelings. It's what you feel when you're in love.
That's right. It's
really, really simple.
Okay.
You know, you sit back at this, male or female, male or female, sit back and be real with themselves and say, what do I feel when I'm really in love? That's the song right there.
Okay. I'm loving this song, baby. I know that.
Thank you.
Well, let me ask you this, your last question. For any artist, upcoming, old school, young person, whoever, old like me trying to get into the industry, what words of wisdom would you share with anybody?
Pray about everything. Worry about nothing.
Okay.
That's the first thing.
Okay.
Second thing is write. Just write. Whatever's in your heart, write.
Okay.
Write. Continue to write. Write things down. I don't care if you have to jot them down on a piece of paper and then transpose them onto your computer or your iPad or your phone.
Mm-hmm.
Just write. Just write. Whatever's in your heart.
Okay.
You know? And God will send you that person that fits where you're going.
Okay.
Musically. God will definitely send you that person because you know you have to be diligent. You know, do diligence has its place.
And so does longevity.
You know, James and I, like I said, we've only been knowing each other for maybe 3 to 4 months, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
We've got 5 songs in the can.
You know,
the other song we're going to wait till the new year to put out the next single, but it's already there. And I'm telling you, it's just been a phenomenal journey, you know, and I'm, wow, all I can say is that I'm reaping the benefits right now.
That's what I'm talking
someone
about.
To someone new, I need you to learn the industry. I need you to learn how to do things because it's not as difficult as it seems. And if you don't know, ask.
That's right.
And if that is one person, that first person you ask won't tell you or won't be truthful, ask someone else.
Oh, yes,
ma'am. And if that person doesn't tell you, ask someone else. But keep asking until you get your answers.
Yeah, because I get a lot of emails from different artists, independent artists, young artists, and they always ask for advice and words of wisdom from, you know, from people like you, people who have been in the industry, people who know the industry, and, you know, and they take these interviews and they, you know, they suck it up and they use that knowledge that y'all give them, so, you know.
It's about being a sponge.
Right,
right. A new,
yes, ma'am.
Incoming artist, it's about being a sponge and being a sponge in a positive way.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, see, this is the thing. I have a lot of peers that they currently have in the dance industry have number one hit. Okay, Janice Robinson just had a number one hit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Dawn Palmer has a number one hit. Ultra Nate, you know, Crystal Waters, they all have number one. I'm celebrating their moment. I'm celebrating. Those are my girls. I love them, and I'm celebrating with them. I am so happy for them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very happy, and that's the thing. You have to learn how not to be jealous of other people
in
their moment.
That's true. You're absolutely correct on that.
Once you learn how to celebrate others, then others will follow, and they will celebrate you. And even if they don't, your gifts will shine.
Yeah.
Learn how not to be envious or jealous of anyone else's success at their moment, because their moment. It's their moment.
Mm-hmm.
Their moment will be yours.
Yep, you are absolutely right. Because, you know, me and my daughter had a conversation about this the other day. She's trying to start her lip line. And the people around her, you would think they would be happy for her, but instead it was the opposite. So, you know, I would tell her, you know, as you grow older, you'll learn. And, you know, just kind of, in the industry you have, or just whatever you're doing, sometimes you just have to kind of push people aside. You know, to grow, and you know, and
so you know, you can't take everybody with you.
Yeah, right, right, and you know, and to me, everybody's not happy for you as well.
Right.
You know.
Right.
So
you definitely can't take everybody with you.
Right.
Doesn't mean if they're bad.
That's right.
Just if they're not on the same page.
That's right. That's right.
So it's not even about a level.
Mm-hmm.
I hate that. Get on my level. Or you get on my level. It's not even about a level. It isn't. It's just you're not on the same page. You're
that's
not
right.
Reading the same book that I'm reading.
That's right. That's right. Well, thank
well,
you.
I'm gonna let you read your book at your time, and you'll finish at your time. And I'm gonna continue reading my book, and I'm gonna finish at my time.
That's true. You are absolutely right. Well, Robin, I love you, girl. Thank you for taking the time to call me today
you
on
so
the
welcome.
Show.
Anytime.
Thank
you. You know, my strength comes from learning,
mm-hmm.
so and watching people, but my knowledge base and my I guess the words that I say,
mm-hmm.
experience and wisdom.
Girl, I'm telling you.
Anything I don't know anything about, but my success comes from helping other people become successful.
That's true. Yeah, absolutely.
Because a closed fist, you don't get anything. Nothing goes out and nothing comes in.
Okay. Again, y'all, that was Robin S. with her new jam, Love Thing. We got more Robin to come. Y'all gotta check her out. Stay with her. And let's just God bless her.
Okay, I don't know what happened to the music, but that's okay, because I'm going to drop her jam. But before I do that, I'm going to close with Robin's song, Love Thing, and going to give you a little mystical, a little Usher, a little Trouble Phone, a little Gangsta Paradise, and my BFF song with her group, Outkast. Then I'm going to leave y'all with Robin S. Love Thing. And again, If y'all got any ideas you want to share, y'all hit me up at opentalk2yahoo.com, and we can get you on the show. We can play your new jams, whatever it is. This is what we're here for, to showcase the artists. We all about the artists. So, hey, you know what I always say? I'm out of here.
baby, to appear healthy.